I'm Michael Edward Miller. You're listening to Around It About. And first thing, we're going to be talking about an event coming up a few days after Valentine's Day. Horror, comedy, monsters, murder. It's the fifth annual Lady Gwendolyn's Bleeding Heart Ball. The cast of Dark Princess Theater is hosting this live event on the Southern Belle Riverboat. This year's theme, Gold Digger's Revenge, so people are invited to come in costume, Western wear, or steampunk. The event includes dinner, music, and a live interactive performance. These live performances, along with the Dark Princess Theater podcast, tell an ongoing Southern Fried Gothic story about the undead Lady Gwendolyn, her psychotic butler Alistair, and other characters who live in Hourglass Manor in the fictitious town of Ashwood, Tennessee. Here's an excerpt from the podcast.
The denizens of this malevolent manor carry on about their day as if they had not a care in the world. Little do they know something, rather someone, will soon threaten their bloody tranquility.
The podcast is produced in the style of old-time radio dramas, and it seems to have developed a cult following. Hope Holloway plays Lady Gwendolyn. Marcus Ellsworth plays Alistair. They join us to talk about the podcast and their steampunk-themed live event that's coming up February 17th on the Southern Belle Riverboat. Hope Holloway, Marcus Ellsworth, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
So this is, from what I understand, kind of a steampunk theme. So my first question is, do we need to explain steampunk? At this point, is steampunk mainstream enough that people actually know what it is without a lot of telling them?
I would hope so. I mean, because it's been a part of, like, television shows and just, like, geek and nerd culture enough.
More widespread than it has been. It's
yeah.
Growing.
Mm-hmm. And people are familiar with the combination of, like, old-fashioned costumes with weird steam-powered technology. Yeah, you know.
Crazy inventions that, you know, maybe if we hadn't developed computers and microchips would be based on gears and, mm-hmm. and coal and steam and things.
Lots of clockwork.
Yeah. What is the connection between steampunk and horror? I know one of my favorite musical artists, Voltaire, has a song where he kind of mocks how goth kids have turned into steampunk kids.
Yes, that's a good point. I love Voltaire, by the way. He signed my cleavage, so one of my favorite moments. True story. Well, it's just a new medium for people who love geeky things and love you know, dressing up and being a little bit different, I guess. I mean, with the steampunk, it's Victorian-based. It's basically, this is an oversimplification, but it's basically Victorian fantasy. And a lot of people that are into the goth-type things love the Victorian aesthetic anyway. So it's a good crossover.
Yeah, it's that combination of classic literature and those old art styles that you get from, like, gothic horror and then from, like, Jules Verne and... So I think it's basically literary geeks who are
yes.
subtly driving this trend.
And our show, Dark Princess Theater, has always had those aspects running behind them because we love the goth and the steampunk and the horror, and we're literature geeks ourselves. And so we've kind of had all those aspects with us from the beginning anyway.
And the podcast, it's set in a fictitious town, Ashwood, Tennessee. The time period it's set in it's a little indeterminate, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
It is kind of current. There'll be references to more current technology, but then at the same time, our characters don't really care about time because they're immortal and they've been around long enough.
And yet they have that Victorian goth steampunk aesthetic because they were alive back then.
and then the town itself is kind of removed from time. It's so we have other characters who come in who also sound like they might be from a different era, anywhere from the 1960s to the 1860s. sometimes we play fast and loose with when exactly everything is happening.
The podcast, the first episodes, I think, came out, 2014, 2015?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of reactions have you gotten in the years since it's been out?
Surprisingly, people think we're funny, which is good.
yes.
Which we weren't sure about. I mean, we made ourselves laugh.
Oh, we always make ourselves laugh.
But it's good to know how that translates to other people. And also, it's also translated into the events that we've done, the live events, people who listen to the podcast, showing up, inventing their own characters, and having entire backstories about, you know, where they live in Ashwood and long they've been there, and like how they know our characters. And we're like, okay, that's kind of surprising in a great way. The fanfic that is out there.
I've been surprised at how far reaching we've become. I was on a, I also do the, I'm a tour guide with the Chattanooga Ghost Tours, and I was on a tour one night, and a lady from somewhere far up north, I don't remember the exact state, she said that she was a podcast lover. And I said, oh, well, I'm a co-star in a podcast, but I'm sure you've never heard of it. And I said, she said, I don't know, what is it? I said, well, there's a Black Widow, I play a Black Widow, and I have my butler, and there's a curse. And she stopped me, and she said, oh my goodness, you're Lady Gwendolyn. So that was exciting. There've been other things like that where we're at a restaurant, we'll hear someone on another table talking about our podcast. So it's been a lot of fun.
That's got to be very validating.
Yes, it is.
The event's coming up on the 17th, but the cutoff is the 6th for the tickets. Why is that?
That is because we have to get our numbers and our money to the venues so that they know exactly how many people to make food for. The caterers, you know, need to know what they're looking at. And this is new this year. We've done the refreshments, the snacks, the finger foods, but we're doing a full dinner this time, included with the ticket price.
And it's going to be on the Southern Belle. Is the boat going to actually go out on the river, or are you just going to be docked?
Very good question. There's been some confusion about that. We will be in the docked boat on Pier 2, the second deck, the chandelier deck. So it is docked. It's not going out. It's heated. So you don't have to.
It's all indoors.
You can wear your off-the-shoulder ball gown and not worry about that one bit.
Which I think is important for our cosplayers that come out, is that you don't have to worry about extra layers if you want to be, you know, extra fancy.
You're listening to A Rounded About. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with two of the cast members from Dark Princess Theater, a podcast and live production troupe. Many macabre characters, including Death himself. And here's another excerpt from the podcast that features Death and shows how they use sound effects and sound manipulation to give their stories a little extra black magic.
You just stink. Yeah, well, you ain't no bouquet of roses yourself. Why, if I was what I used could be, I'd reap the daylights out of you and the nightlights, too.
And just who were you?
Who am I? Who am I? I'm the fate of all that walk this earth. I'm the end to which all mankind succumbs. I'm the shadow lurking in the sands of time.
Desmond! He is my dear old Uncle Desmond!
The Dark Princess Theater cast has a live event coming up February 17th. Here's more of our conversation.
We're in character the entire night, and we will...
Oh, have... Alistair.
My lady. And we'll be having like various like semi-improvised skits with the guests, like we do every year at our ball. And then we'll also be having some of the contests are also parts of our skits.
Yes, part of the entertainment will be with the contest. We have our costume contest that we always have, but it's a little different. If you want to enter the costume contest, just go to the ticket table on the first deck before you go upstairs. Check in, get your token. We'll have a little charm for you as your ticket and as a reminder of the event. And also ask for your number if you're entering the costume contest. Pin on your number, and people will be able to vote all through the night on their favorite costumes.
Yeah, before we've done it by show applause, but the costume contest has become such a large part. Mm-hmm. We felt like we need to formalize it a little to cut down on confusion over who the crowd favorites are.
Yes.
Are you just looking for steampunk costumes, or?
Well, this year's theme is steampunk western. So Gold Digger's Revenge, we're throwing that horror and Western into it this year. And we are having other contests this year as well. We usually like to do at least one other contest, but we're having several others this year. We are having a hobby horse contest. a stick horse contest, if you will. You can get a toy stick horse, or you can start from scratch either way. But what would a Western saloon ball be without your horse? Mm-hmm. So decorate that creatively, and
we're going to race them.
And we're going to race them.
Horse.
We're going to race our stick horses.
On the boat.
Yes. On the boat. And then we also...
then there's also the custom gun contest. Now, these are fake guns, toy guns only. Like
we will be
guns.
Checking. We need to keep things under control.
Unless you're me. So we're encouraging people to, like, because especially cosplayers love making props. We're like, and a lot of costumes that people show up with have customized props mm-hmm. that they made. So we want to, like, put a spotlight on that. So we're asking all of our would-be gunslingers out there to grab yourself a Nerf gun, customize it, paint it, mod it, make it look as cool as you can, and we'll have that voted on too, and we'll be given a prize for that as well.
And try to make sure that it does actually still shoot the foam bullets, because we're going to have a shooting target for you to play around
yes,
with. Yes,
make oh, wow. sure it can still shoot Nerf bullets.
And then tell them about the cards.
Okay, so we're having a card tournament. It's a riverboat.
Oh, West. Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
So what do you think of, like, Westerns on riverboats? There's a card tournament going on with very high stakes. And if you survive the card tournament.
Survive.
Yeah, you know, if mm-hmm. you make it to the end, mm-hmm. interpret that as you will. we have a special prize for the cards for the card competition as well.
So there will be several opportunities to win a prize. And then we also have a silent auction.
Mm-hmm. And that's made possible by some of our amazing sponsors that we've had.
We have Klein Portraits. She's always a sponsor.
She's our biggest sponsor. She does all of our photography, all of our graphic design.
And B&B Custom Outdoors. That's Brian Avery. Mm-hmm. And we have Allie Duke with LipSense, Chattanooga Cycle Boats, Chattanooga Ghost Tours, Mark Fultz, Chattanooga Ducks, McKay's, Chattanooga Riverboat Company, Southside Soap, Conuga, Erica Nixon with Pampered Chef, and Dipped Fresh.
So it's coming up February 17th. Tickets cut off February 6th. How do people get tickets?
People can get tickets at Dark Princess Theater, spelled theatre.com. If you go to the upcoming events tab, you can purchase your tickets directly from the website. You can also find links to tickets on our Facebook page, which is just Dark Princess Theater Productions on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a link to the event page there also. And in the yes. event page, there's also a link to the tickets.
And if you join our Facebook group, Dark Princess Theater Productions, we list several items a week about, you know, what's going to be at the ball, what to expect, you know, answer questions and things like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. If people have questions too, they can definitely reach out to us on the Facebook page.
Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
You're listening to a special weekend edition of Around and About Chattanooga. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. Coming up, we have a conversation with the authors of a book about localism in government that features Chattanooga. Stay tuned.